Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. With the new year upon us, there's no better time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and I hope entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
I'm going to share a couple of interesting new trends when it comes to entertainment.
Okay.
I'll start off at colleges. College students across the nation are starting to have no phone parties.
Oh, wow.
They have parties and everyone turns in their phone at the door in a little locker of some kind. And then they actually engage with one another 1980s and 90s style.
Okay.
They talk face to face while not being distracted constantly by their phone.
I think that's a good idea.
I think it's a great idea.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be kind of awkward, though. They're standing there just looking at each other. How do we converse?
Well, you can play games on my family vacation. There's 13 of us, kids and all.
Yeah.
Everybody had their phones put down. We played Family Feud, we play Uno, we danced and sang.
But I forgot how to talk. I can text you. I can't talk, though.
When you're playing Uno, you just say draw four. That's all you have to know how to say.
Well, they're careful to point out that technology is not bad or good. It has the power to addict, distract, and depress, but it also has the potential to inform, inspire, and empower. So they basically say they just need time out to socialize occasionally.
It also has the ability to incriminate. If you're at parties and you do something dumb, it ends up on the internet.
Yeah.
Kind of smart of them to be like, put that away.
So glad they didn't have cell phones back in the day.
And Cato, you're absolutely right. They play a lot of different games. They bring games like board games.
I love board games.
You know, just various different things they can do, like crotch throw and other fun activities. There's another thing that's a trend, and this one is quite a bit different. Trivia nights at bars is starting to lose its luster.
Really?
And they've come up with a new gimmick instead. They've combined the wine drinking and painting combination, and they have turned nights into new drawing nights at bars.
Let me get the address.
They hire professional models who pose nude, and everyone in the bar tries to draw them while they're drinking and doing their thing.
The confidence of that model.
Yeah.
Like, could you imagine to just be like, I'm doing this?
See, I don't think I'd hire a professional model. I would pick up, hey, somebody in the audience tonight is going to come up and
Tom's like, I'll do it.
Yeah. They're careful to point out that there's not anyone in the audience that gets called up. It is, in fact, a professional model.
And make it more fun.
I think you want some people drinking, though, if they're going to see you. Like, if the model was up there and they weren't drinking, that would be even worse because you're more judgmental.
The painters or the model needs to be drinking?
No, well, both.
All of them. People will shell out quite a bit of money to draw live naked models at a bar while sipping on a drink. No experience necessary. You just have to behave and draw and don't touch the model.
That was probably one of the most embarrassing Torture Tuesdays that we all did. When we were naked and that artist, the famous artist, Anthony Conway, was drawing us.
That was in front of the whole art class.
Yes.
That was kind of crazy.
That was really weird.
I had been drinking.
Yes. And that was in the morning. But he got his whole class to draw us, and they were giggling and laughing because
I don't recall that. They're professional about it.
Your belly.
They don't care. They're artists. They were just drawing what they saw.
Yeah, it was weird.
I kept some of them.
We have that picture somewhere. I'll try to dig that up.
Oh,
no. It's hanging up over my mantle at home, my fireplace.
You're a strange dude.
Of course I am.
Well, they call it Naked Friends, which is, you think you could come up with a better name than that. They need to run it through AI. They'll get something like Crotch Throw or something.
Well, those wine and paint classes are kind of fun. I'm like, because you get very competitive.
I've never done one.
Oh, me either.
They're fun.
I'm not a good artist.
You start off, you know, and you're drinking or whatever, like sipping your wine, and the teacher's up there giving you instructions, every little detail. And then you start looking at everybody else's in the class and seeing if yours. And they come around almost like you're in kindergarten. Like, they'll put their hand on your shoulder like, that's great. That's a great bird right there.
You're like, I wasn't drawing a bird. Yeah. It's supposed to be an airplane.
Yeah, and then it gets rowdier as the night continues. Because of the sip is not, it's gulp. Gulp and paint's what it becomes.
Well, they say that they do interesting challenges like this round, draw only with your non-dominant hand.
So if you're right-handed, they're like, draw with your left hand. Or for 2 minutes, keep your pencil moving and not lift it from the page during the entire 2 minutes. So they come up with little things to make it more challenging along the way.
Mine would be just a stick figure.
Mine would just be staring at a naked person. I'm like, they're naked.
Oh my goodness.
See, this is why I couldn't do something like that.
I always wanted to do like an art exhibit out of us. Like, who's the best artist here on the Hawk and Tom Show? And
I'm
have like 5 minutes to draw a certain thing, and then we would post them on social media and have people vote.
How much wine are you going to give us?
You don't have any wine.
Well, it's then like, I'm not doing it.
It's like, just do your art.
See, I've attempted. I've been to the Color Clay Cafe. I've been to Ocean Lakes Campgrounds where they do the drawings. It's the little ceramics.
Okay.
And they'll bake it or whatever they do. But I'm not good at it.
I'm not either.
I can't stand the lines.
You're good at drawing.
I'm good at doodling.
Yeah.
I'm not real good at just like, if I had a bowl doodling with like grapes and fruit in it, it wouldn't look anything like that.
Your doodles look good though. They look realistic when I'm looking at you doodling.
You'd think there was a model standing up there he was drawing.
I got in trouble in fifth grade for that.
You did too.
I drew a naked woman and my teacher found it. She was a little old lady too, and she recognized what I was drawing in that one.
Yeah.
She helped call my parents.
She was just jealous she didn't look that good.
I don't know about that. I think she was mortified.
I bet your mom and dad didn't hang that one on the refrigerator. Little Tommy, he drew that.
They're so proud of him.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, prices are high on pretty much everything, and I got the things that people are doing to make ends meet and save some money right now. Now, the survey found some of the top ways were very practical ideas, and some were not so practical. Yesterday, I think I saw one because Tori was cutting her own hair yesterday.
Turns out I'm not that great at it.
But she saved hundreds of dollars.
Yeah. I really did. So honestly, it's like, it's worth it. I look like a dog in, a rainstorm.
I tried that one time with the boys back in the COVID days, and I got a bowl.
Oh, no.
I had a hairstylist tell me how to do it. And I apparently didn't pay attention to the instructions.
One of the Three Stooges hairstylists?
It looked like one of them. Yeah. It's like just bangs.
Yeah.
We still have pictures of that, and it's always a fun laugh.
How old were you?
How old was I?
Oh, I thought you said you did it.
During COVID?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So 6 years?
Yeah, 6 years ago. Or whatever. Whenever. Anyway, salon owners and hairstylists say that many young women are skipping their hair appointments and opting for cheaper hairstyles, also letting their highlights, I guess, grow. You see the roots now, and they're skipping their hair appointments more often to save money.
Just doing it themselves.
Yeah,
I have friends who highlight their own hair, which is much braver than I am.
They say that friends get together, you girls, not guys, but the girls get together. You're also doing manicures for each other.
I do my own nails. Uh-huh. Haven't in a while. But yeah, pretty much anything like that, I'm doing myself these days.
My daughter and her friends, they charge each other for it, but it's way less than what it would cost like at a nail salon. And some of them are getting pretty good at it. Like my daughter has all these tools and stuff to do it. And, instead of paying 60 or 80 or whatever salon charges, they'll charge 30 or something.
That's really a good idea. Just get a group of women. One of them that can do hair, they pay her to do hair. Well, then I'll do your nails, you do my hair.
Y'all always need to have like a hairstylist in your friend group. Kind of like always. When you have a mechanic or somebody owns a truck
or
in your friend group.
Yeah.
But they say searches also for press-on nails are up 10% because they're pressing on their own nails too.
Well, it's not like the Lee press-on days. They're actually pretty good these days.
Yeah. Are they easy? Is it like you just peel back the tape and put them on?
I haven't done them yet, but I know a lot of people who do, and they stay on really well.
So that's a way that people are saving money right now, is skipping their hair appointments and also their manicures. Here's the other top answers. Getting a part-time job. 13% of people said that.
I just was saying to someone, that I wouldn't mind a part-time job. We get off early.
Okay.
And I have a whole day.
Yeah.
My friends are working or in, you know, school or college, whatever.
You're twisting your thumbs at home.
And I am. Nothing. And yeah. then I go out and get into trouble. So I'm like, at least I could do is make a little extra money.
Okay.
Vacation money.
Now, the next two are not very practical. I want to save those for last because they're kind of funny. But people are not going on vacation. 39% of people said they don't want to go on vacation. They want to save money because all these high gas prices and everything that's going on right now.
You know what I do when I want to get out of town and I can't afford it? I just stay in my guest bedroom and use my guest bathroom. And, you know, you feel like you're out of town.
Why not? Yeah, it's different.
But I will tell you, friends of mine back in the day, we used to go up to the Marriott.
Yeah, I stayed at a hotel here, yeah.
Yeah, and because they had a big pool, no. and we would spend the weekend there.
Right.
We'd get like California Dreaming. It felt like you was out of town.
That's expensive now.
Yeah. Yeah, but we all just stayed in one room. That's 12 of us.
Okay. That is not so expensive.
No, it was cheap.
And if you really want to make it fun and make it realistic, you fly to Atlanta and then back again here, and then you go to the hotel. That's stupid. All right, skipping social activities. 46% of people are skipping out on that. They don't want to spend money going out with their buddies.
Yeah.
Buying cheaper food. 55% of people do that.
I've eaten lots of turkey sandwiches in the last 2 weeks.
Okay. Or you're buying the generic brand of noodles instead of the regular, you know.
That sounds fine with me.
Well, yeah, because what even is the difference?
Yeah.
Not much.
It depends on the food, though.
There's name brand stuff I have to have, so I will sacrifice every other brand to have the name brand of
like
toilet
it doesn't
paper.
Matter what mustard you buy, but you no. care about your toilet paper.
And I care about my ketchup and mayo too.
All right. Huh. Ways people are spending less money. They spend less on clothes and beauty products. 66% of people say they're doing that more often now. So as we go out, let's not be judging the homely.
We're trying our best, okay?
Yeah, as I look around, we're all saving money, it looks like.
And then number one answer was cooking meals at home more instead of eating out.
It doesn't save as much as it used to.
Yeah.
Grocery store prices are insane.
I agree.
I like that meme. It says, I decided not to go out and get a sandwich, so I spent $40 at home to make one sandwich.
And then there's one of the non-practical ones that people mention. This is the way they're saving money, not going to the doctor. 22% of the people said they're not going to the doctor. Even if, I guess, if they're sick or if something's going on, or it's like, you know, I've been limping for 3 weeks, but I ain't going to a doctor.
Walk it off.
It's going to heal itself. It'll be okay. Yeah.
I will say for the common cold, it's probably no point in spending that money. But if you got something serious, you need to see your doctor.
Yeah. I had like a pinched nerve in my neck, and the doctor's like, you know, it works itself out in a couple of years, or we can give you a shot. But it's like, if you give all these shots and stuff, it's like the same outcome in 2 years. So I'm like, okay,
Typically true for back pain, too. Yeah, Most back pain heals itself. It just takes time.
I mean, my nerve going down to my thumb here is tingling all the time. But
twitching.
I haven't been able to pick up a cup of coffee in weeks with my left hand, but it's all right.
I'll wait.
And then here's the other one. Racking up credit card debt. 24% of people doing that. Now, it's a creative way to, you know, not spend cash. But you got to eventually pay that off.
That's not saving money.
No.
It's hard to save money during, everything is expensive and no one's getting raises.
Yeah.
The people's salaries are not matching up to what it's costing to live
right.
in this country.
I just saw a post from a news source that said gas prices are higher than ever and groceries may follow. And I was like, may? When is the last time you went grocery shopping?
Wow.
Yeah, I went to a gas prices the other day. Speaking of that, I went to a gas pump at the gas station. And you know how they have the three buttons that tells like regular, mid-grade, and all that stuff? It was regular, mid-grade, and collector's edition.
You know how I save gas money when I run my errands? I just go test drive a car. And I'll get my errands ran and then drop it back off and go to another dealership and say, let me test drive this car.
And if you don't mind, let me get my groceries out of the bag.
Yeah.
Give me a hand with this.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
All right, I'm going to help you out on that first date. A lot of times you're not sure where to go. And a lot of times you're the one who has to pick. So you want to make a good decision. I have the data in front of me. These are the casual dining establishments that women like.
Okay. That's good.
A lot of them are the same as the men like, but there are some differences. There are some that guys really like that women are not into.
But these are chain restaurants? Like,
Yes, they are the ones that you would typically go to for like a casual date. You may not know the person well. You're not ready to go to that, you know, downtown super expensive place yet.
So like Taco Bell. Got it.
Okay.
That's fast food.
I have that list, but it is the fast food list. I thought I would aim for the casual dining sector here.
Well, I don't know. It depends on the date. We might want to go fast food.
Well, you'll have to get that list after I give you this one.
I'll post it.
All right. The number one best bet to make both the guys and the girls happy. Mm-hmm. Anyone care to guess?
Number one best bet.
Oh. Chili's baby back.
That's a good choice, but that comes in number four.
That's
what?
Good.
Yeah. I want my baby back. Olive Garden.
It is Olive Garden.
Wow. Unlimited breadsticks.
I'm telling you. Can't go wrong with that.
Olive Garden was super popular with both the men and the women. It came up number one on both of their lists.
No big deal, but that is where I met my husband.
See?
Yeah. It wasn't on a date, but
you, you should have guessed that.
Tori actually worked there.
I did.
What's so interesting, though, their prices went up because it was expensive last time I went.
Everything's went up.
I say you go anywhere, they've gone up.
Yeah.
I'm telling my mom.
It surprised me when I got the bill for, you know, the pasta that I got.
Yeah. And I don't know why I said Olive Garden because I'm not a big Italian
But
person.
It's the one people just really comfortable with it.
I liked Ruby Tuesdays, but they're not even around anymore.
Mm-mm. Yeah, Ruby Tuesdays did not make the list.
TGI Fridays.
I've been there.
Number two is Texas Roadhouse.
Oh, yeah, it's a good one. Yeah.
That is a good restaurant.
Yes, I do like Texas.
I guess I'm cheap because I would not consider these like mid-level. I think they're pricey.
That's where I saw Tom lick his first yeast roll there.
Oh, my.
You sure you're not thinking of
Logan's? That's another place, too. They got the peanuts.
Was it Logan's?
Okay.
Yeah.
He licked that yeast roll, boy.
Tori, I'll go ahead and give you the fast food list when we're done.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, with these prices.
Okay.
Outback Steakhouse, is that on there?
Applebee's is next.
Oh,
Applebee's is number three.
Two for 25 right there. Now, that's pretty good pricing.
Nothing says romance like BOGO.
Yeah.
Chili's I mentioned was number four. I'm surprised at number five, IHOP.
Really?
IHOP's good food, but I wouldn't think of it having the romantic atmosphere that you would want.
Not like a Waffle House.
Well, true. The Cheesecake Factory, number six on that list.
Pricey. That's really pricey.
My daughter loves when I take her to Cheesecake Factory.
Maybe we can just go there for dessert.
What do they have?
They have, I think, some kind of cheesecake, I think.
Now, the next one I actually went to last weekend.
Hold on.
Outback Steakhouse.
And you know what?
That was a good, solid meal.
It is.
It was a good steak. Everything was predictable, and the bloomin' onion was awesome, I could not find fault with it.
Yeah, and that bloomin' onion, man, that lasts for days.
Not if I'm around.
Well, I'm just saying.
No, the after effects.
All right, Cracker Barrel.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Down here in the South. That one doesn't feel romantic to me, but it's definitely good food.
There's nothing more romantic than when you beat your date at that little game that they give you.
The triangle peg game, yes.
All right, the next one was checkers. Not ranked as high by women as it was men, which pushed it down on the list, and that was Buffalo Wild Wings. Guys loved it. Women were a little less excited about it.
I can see that.
It's just so loud.
Yeah, there you go. Uh-huh. And I'm surprised this one wasn't higher. Red Lobster.
Oh, yeah.
I can only think that some people just don't like seafood, so they don't think of it. But they're pretty solid food, and those cheese biscuit things.
Oh, my gosh. They just need to up their game with locations, because I'd like to see a Red Lobster's on every corner like a Starbucks. That'd be helpful. Whip in there, just get me a lobster.
All right.
Or some, what is it, a little shrimp. Shrimp.
Shrimp scampi. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you break it down by age, everyone except for Gen Z put Olive Garden at the top. Gen Z put Chili's at number one.
Oh, that's why Tori said it.
I love me some Chili's. Those little
she's
Southwestern
not Gen Z. She's millennial.
Oh, I mean, right. Close enough.
Yeah, I was giving her. I was making her feel young.
All right. And boomers and Gen X prefer Cracker Barrel, Outback, and Longhorn, which didn't make the top 10.
Oh, I love me some Longhorn.
Longhorn is good. Texas Roadhouse. What's the other one that kind of fits? Of course, Logan's. I love. There's like a trifecta of Texas the three Roadhouse. There. Texas Roadhouse, Longhorn, and...
Culver's.
Not
yes.
Culver's.
They have good burgers.
They don't have steaks.
Which one Outback? Was the one where you could throw the peanuts on the floor?
That's Logan's.
Oh, yeah. So good.
Uh-huh.
All right, let's see what real
they
quick
they still
comes
do that?
Up.
Yeah.
Because I think I saw where Texas Roadhouse stopped doing that because of peanut allergies.
Oh, I got you, yeah.
But, I remember the first time going in there, my mom was like, no, you put it on the floor. And I was like, this feels like a trap. I don't like it. This is so yeah. rude. I uh-huh. hate that part.
Tough part here in the Upstate, we have so many good mom and pops that mm-hmm. you just didn't want to go there and gravitate, especially even on Main Street, some really good restaurants down here.
Yeah.
And for about the same price as like the Olive Garden.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You still doing your research, Tom?
Yeah, I don't see what right. the third one I was thinking of. Yeah. But we've got lots of great, like the Peddler. We've got Chop House. We've got Scoundrels.
California
we got a lot
Dreamin'.
Of great foods.
I like California
Absolutely,
Dreamin'.
Yeah.
But those are the safe bets among the chains. If you want to go out and not spend a fortune, or we'll give you the fast food list for people who are in Tory situation.
I'm just saying, man, that chicken quesadilla with a couple extra crunchy tacos, little nachos on the side.
Why not? Yeah.
You know what? When I'm done at Taco Bell, the tab looks about like I went somewhere fancy.
I tell you, a good date, though, would be like Golden Corral. You could just sit there for hours and eat whatever you want.
Buffet. Just keep going back.
Keep going back. Yeah. Hey, you ready for another appetizer?
Yeah. You want a second salad? We've been here that long.
So this is love.
You start at lunch and you eat dinner there, too.
Yeah. Spend the day together.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, when someone asks you for a favor and you say, maybe, is that just because you're too much of a coward to say no? Tom's good at saying no. He's good at drawing boundaries. I've known him for a while, so he's good at just saying, no, I just don't want to do that.
Well, I only do that to people who have pushed me so far to where I realize this is a problem.
Yeah, I will. If I say that normally, it's a no. But
okay. When you say maybe,
yeah,
me too.
But I've had friends when I'm like, I don't know, and they just kept on like you. And I finally goes, I really don't want to go. So, period.
Well, it's tough when they say, what are you doing Saturday? And you're like, you know what? I don't think I have any plans. Why? What do you want to do? And they're like, can you help me move? And you think, you know, I should have started with a, I'm not sure. Yeah. Why? What you thinking?
I don't like that when they're like, hey, what you doing this certain day?
Yeah, you tricked me.
See, I like the meme I've read. It said, I'm doing nothing. And by that means, I don't want to do a thing. I'm doing nothing.
There's, I always try to have a doctor's excuse handy.
On a Saturday?
Well, you're like, yeah, my doctor says my back, I shouldn't do that because I've got a sprained tendon.
Yeah, he's like, you want to go to church with me Sunday morning? I got a doctor's appointment.
Oh, I can't sit for long periods of time. That's not a doctor's appointment.
Okay,
it's doctor's advice. Like they're saying, yeah, you probably shouldn't be on that ankle right now.
Well, they say maybe is used to soften the refusal for most people to get that negative reaction. And according to this survey, there's a decent chance that, you know what, the person is actually saying no when they say maybe. 53% of people say their maybes mean they might actually do it, but 31% of people admit that when they say maybe, it's definitely a no.
Yeah.
They want that out.
I think sometimes when I say maybe, I mean that I'm going to consider it. I mean, it's a possibility.
Oh, you're going to consider it.
As opposed to, I'll tell them no if I absolutely am not going to do it.
See, I've had friends that tell me I have commitment issues when they ask me to do something. My mom even says I'm wishy-washy on making decisions.
Uh-huh.
So I finally said, I'm making a change in my life. I'm going to say no to everyone.
And then surprise them with a yes if you change your mind.
Thank you. The day of, I may show up to the event you were talking
about.
It's
kind of funny. They're sitting there eating. It's like, yeah, Kato's not going. Well, hello, Kato.
Yeah.
Yeah, surprise, I'm here.
That maybe meant yes this time.
So, and they say on the dating scene, especially if someone says maybe, it's frequently because they have a low interest, responsive way to not hurt your feelings.
Oh, what?
It's just a way to not hurt your feelings. It's like they have low interest in doing whatever you're wanting to do. If they say, I might go with you, or maybe I'll go with you.
Yeah, but then you're stringing them along.
Yeah.
If you're dating and you're maybe-ing and you know it really means no, just say no.
I agree.
That's not very nice to just string them along.
Yeah, I agree with you. But they say it's a lack of genuine interest. If someone says maybe most of the times on dates, it's like that's not a good thing. But people under 24 are the most likely to use maybe as a non-confrontational way to say no. 41% of them say their maybes are always actually no's. So people under 24 are, you know, I think they're learning how to draw their boundaries at that age, I think. You know, at an early age, I didn't draw my boundaries like I should.
I'm still learning.
Yeah.
Boundaries are hard because it makes you feel uncomfortable sometimes.
And they say for kids, you know, maybes work for quite a while before they catch on. Because the kid's going to ask you all kinds of weird questions, and they want to do things. They want to stay up late. They want to play a certain video game. They want to watch an R-rated movie and or whatever, you know, some movie you don't want them to watch. You're like, oh, maybe. We'll see. And you think that they're going to think, you know, forget about it.
They don't.
They don't forget about it. They'll come back. It's like, you know, 3 weeks ago you were saying we could watch this movie or I could play this video game that, you know, has people killing each other or whatever. It's like your maybes only work for a certain amount of time.
We came up with a genius way to handle this with my daughter. When she was little, she'd go through the store and everything she saw she wanted. So we would say, you know what? Let's take a picture of it, and then we'll think about it and maybe come back and get it later.
Yeah, that's good.
So she'd hold it up and grin real big, and we'd take a picture of it. And we still have a lot of those pictures today. She doesn't have any of those toys, though.
That's great. Oh. Great idea. Did that work with your wife?
Look at this diamond bracelet. Well, let me take a picture of it.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses. Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.